John chapter 12 this morning. John chapter 12 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him." Verse 9. "Much people, the Jews therefore, knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Now on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth and met him and cried, 'Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.' And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt.' These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. And the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, 'Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him.'" As we look at this story here, and we can see in the life of Lord Jesus Christ as he passes through here, and he's going to different places, and it's the beginning headed toward the end, amen? But I'm glad that with the Lord Jesus Christ, the end is only the beginning, amen? Ain't you glad for that? Praise God, that in most of our lives when we come and we live and when we go out of here, we think of it as the end. But I want to say, a child in the Lord Jesus Christ, the end of this life is just the beginning of a new life. I believe with all my heart today I got saved. Birthed into the family of God, I begin anew, amen. I begin on a journey headed for a place, amen, that was prepared for me. And what a blessing it is. But I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we forget about what Jesus done for us. We forget about who he is, and we forget about the way that he lived. The way that he lived a life virtuous, and he lived a life for me and you. And as we look at this today, and we can see the Lord as he passes through here, and he said that it was 6 days before the Passover. It was at the time of the triumphant entry of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was on that Palm Sunday, just like today, that Jesus passed by. Amen. I'm glad, Lord, that there was one day that he passed by my way. He come to where I was, praise God, and I've never been the same since, praise God. But we see the things that happened here, and we see that a lot of people showed up, and they showed up to see things at Jesus' had done thus far. I want to say what he's done thus far, praise God, we could give him glory for all the way to the house. We could start praising him today. We should start praising today and praise him throughout all eternity, a world without end, and never get it said. How good God's been to us. How good Jesus is to us, and the help that he gave us, praise God, when he come to earth and lived. Amen. God Almighty came down to man. I'm glad he did. I'm glad that when he came, he came into me, amen, praise God, and he came into you and began to give you that help that we need. But I want to preach just a few minutes on here, if God will be my help, on this thought, how dark can it get? How dark can it get? You say, well, preacher, this is Palm Sunday. We don't need to hear a dark message. Well, I want to say there's some darkness in the world. Amen. Praise God, it's all around us today. As we see this and we look at this story, the Bible tells us in John chapter 11 that there was a family that had gathered. And the Bible says in verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1, that now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And it says that therefore the sister sent unto him the Lord, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Amen. And when Jesus heard that, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Amen. I'm glad there's a whole lot of things in the world that gives God glory. A whole lot of things in the world, praise God, that God can get glory out of. He goes on and said, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when He had heard therefore that he was sick, He abode 2 days still in the same place where He was. Then after that saith He to His disciples, let us go unto Judea. And His disciples say unto Him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, O friend, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do good. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you might believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, now watch this, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go also go, that we may die with him. Amen. So what we see here, praise God, we see the good God of glory moving, amen. And we see the good Lord being a present help in him. And we see darkness coming along. We see darkness trying to creep in. And Thomas says of the Lord, he said, okay, Thomas called Didymus. Now Didymus means a twin. And he says, okay, he said, if he's going, so let's just go die with him. Amen. You know what God's showing us there? He's showing the difference between belief and unbelief. Amen. But between believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, between trusting Him and believing on Him, and not believing on Him. Amen. It's that God has given, praise God, that'll help us along the way, and it shows us how to make up our minds. Amen. We need to make up our minds, praise God, because we don't know, and we just wonder how dark it can get. How dark it can get when that family's there and that brother, he's sick. Hey, looks like even unto death, and the darkness is settled in, and they've prayed and they've talked to God, and it just seems like God don't hear. Amen. Like there's a stone wall in heaven. Amen. That they're just of brass and you can't get through, and you're crying out and you wonder just how dark it can get. Amen. Them sisters loved Lazarus. They love that brother. I wonder how many of us have had loved ones and we've prayed and we seek God's face and it just don't seem like He's an answer. It don't seem like He's no help. It don't seem like He's no hope, praise God. It just seems like you just wonder, how dark can it get? Amen. Well, how many times in our lives, how many times the children's got sick, how many times things have been going in the wrong direction, and we just wondered, you know, Lord, how dark can it get? And they watched as this brother, as he begins to wax worse and worse. And so they call in the servant and they say, hey, listen, you need to run up and find Jesus. You need to run up and find Jesus and you need to tell Him. Now we see Jesus, you know where He's at. If you go back in John chapter 10, verses 40 through 42, He said He was at that place beyond Jordan, and where He was first baptized, and He was there where He had abode. I mean, Jesus was down there in Beth Arbra, praise God, where He had got in. Amen. Jesus was down there at Beth Arbor, that place that He liked to go and hang out, praise God. It's where He got in, where He got in the water, praise God. Come up out of the water as a servant of the Lord, where He started His ministry, praise God. And that dove settled on Him, and the Spirit settled on Him like a dove, and abode on Him, praise God. He was down there in that good place. And so He sent the servant to Him. And He comes up there and He says, listen. He said, Lord, I beseech you. He said, Mary Martha sent me up here, said, and then you've got to come, Lazarus is sick. Amen. He said, that one that you love, he's sick. We need some help. Amen. Them sisters had been praying. And they're sending up in prayers. They've been talking to God. They've been communicating their need. It seems like there's no help. And they're wondering just how dark can it get. Amen. The servant goes up there and talks to Jesus, and Jesus says, "Okay, I've got it." And they go back. And they said, and when the servant gets back down there, he says, "Well, where is he?" He said, "I told him, amen. But he didn't follow me. He didn't come right now." But they said, "Listen, hey, that's how dark it's again. If he don't come quick, it's going to be too late." Amen. I wonder how many times we thought, how dark can it get before it's too late? How dark, how dismal can the world become before it's too late? I want to say God's never been too late. Amen. God's always right on time. Amen. They cried out. They talked to God. Amen. They sent somebody. They sent a message. They sent up prayers. Amen. But it seemed like nobody was listening. But I want to say, praise God, when we pray from the sincerity of our heart, our Heavenly Father hears us. Amen. Our Heavenly Father hears us. The Bible said He tarried 2 days. He abode 2 days still in the place. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I believe Lord Jesus in a place where He was communicating with the Father. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ in a place, praise God, where He is interceding on our behalf. And so many times it seems like they're dark. How dark can it get? Praise God. But we don't realize that the light is on, glory be to God. And He's never quit shining. Amen. He just keeps shining and keeps shining and keeps shining forth. Praise the Lord. And so they cry out and they pray and they seek God's face. They send a servant. He comes back. But the Lord's still not there. The Bible says that after 2 days, Jesus said that Lazarus sleeping. And they said, "Well, if he's sleeping, it does good." Say, "Man, look, praise God, the light's on. Good things have happened. He's sleeping. He's getting his rest. That means he's going to get better." See, God designed us in the garden. Remember, He designed us and He put us there. Created us, He put us there, and He designed us. So we'd get up in the morning, we'd work hard, we'd go to bed at night. Praise God, the next morning we'd be brand new. Amen. And then we'd work again, praise God, we'd pill our head, we'd take our rest, get up the next morning brand new. Amen. And He said, "You know what, if He's arresting, praise God, He's renewing. He's a renewing." I won't say, praise God, the only renewing we'll get is the renewing of the work of God in the life of Christ. Amen. That's how we get our rest. That's how we get our prosperity. That's how we get all that we are, praise God, is through Him. And when the darkness is creeping in, when it seems like getting dark all around us, praise God, I won't say there's a light that'll shine. You get to looking for the light, praise God. You can be out in the woods, way back in the darkness. It can be a night, there's no moon hardly at all, no stars are shining, and it seems like there's darkness everywhere. But I want to say, glory be to God, you can come across a little hill and your house over there, and if you left a porch light on, glory be to God, you can see that light from afar. I'm glad that God left. Hey, He's shining a light from afar, amen. And no matter how dark it gets, praise God, we can still see the light. Because that light's always shining. Amen. He said one day we're going to be in a city, praise God, who the light of that city, ain't going to be no moon or star. Don't want to be no sun, S-U-N. Because the sun, S-O-N, praise God, is going to light up that place. Amen. Glory, His glory is going to shine forth. Kind of like it does around here sometimes. Amen. But they was discouraged. They was downtrodden. How dark can it become? Amen. How dark can it become before we give up hope? How dark can it get before we quit praying and seeking God's face and desiring to see from God? But we have to remember, we have to pray, we have to ask in faith. And Jesus said, "Lazarus is dead." Amen. He said, "Well, if he's sleeping, he does good." He said, he finally had time. He said, "Lazarus is dead." So he says, "I'm going to go up." He said, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him." He said, "Well, the Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." The Lord spake of his death, and he finally said, "Lazarus is dead. He's died." He said, "I am glad for your sakes I was not there. To the intent you may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto him." Amen. He said, "I want to show you something." Amen. Glory be to God. He said, "I want to show you what God can do." Amen. When we think it's as dark as it can get. See, they took Lazarus and they wound him up in those grave clothes and the tears was a-flowing. And they said, "Oh Lord, but when he was sick, we thought it was as dark. We thought he was in a dark time. We thought it's as dark as it could get when he got sick." He said, then he got sicker and sicker and said, it seemed like it was getting darker and darker. But then one day they went in there, praise God, and he wasn't breathing anymore. Lazarus had died. And they said, how dark can it get? It can't get no darker than this. Our brother has died. The Jews come, they mourn, they weep, they cry. They take Lazarus, they wrap him up in those grave clothes. Take him down there and roll the stone away and they lay his carcass in that tomb. Amen. Dark as it can get, but no. As Lazarus lay in there in that tomb, they roll that stone away. I mean, they rolled that stone and had been rolled away and they rolled it over that hole. And Lazarus, then they get to thinking about that brother. How dark can it get? Total darkness for their brother. They done laid him in the tomb. No, all hope is gone. Amen. But they forgot about the Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah of God. Jesus said, I got to go. And he heads up through there. Thomas, he caught him between belief and unbelief. I wonder how many times we get caught in between belief and unbelief. Sometimes when we pray and we seek God's face, it doesn't seem like He's answering on time. I won't say He always answers on time. He may not answer in our time. But praise God, we know that He answers on time. So He goes down there. He goes down there to Bethany. He goes down there to Bethany and He's there at Bethany. And Martha runs out to Him. And she said, Lord, if You'd only been here. Amen. I wonder how many times in our Christian life we think, oh God, if You'd only been here. I'm saying He is here. He's never went nowhere. Amen. He's always with you. He promised He'd never leave you nor forsake you. He's there in the dark times. No matter how dark it gets, praise God, the Lord Jesus is there. All you got to do is call out and wait upon Him. Amen. Just keep serving Him, keep loving Him, keep being prosperous in the Lord, praise God, and just wait till He shows up. Amen. Praise God. So they said, Lord, if You'd have just been here. And then saith Martha to Jesus, John 11:21, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever will ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God. Jesus said, He's going to get up again. Amen. But Martha said unto Him, I know they shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I said, oh, Lord, how dark it is. Said, you don't realize how dark it is. It can't get no darker than it is right now. We've took our brother Lazarus, the one that you love, praise God. We've wound him up in grave clothes and put him in a tomb. Amen. He said, yeah, but he'll rise again. And she says, yeah, I know he will in the resurrection at the last day. But the one, praise God, the only one, praise God, that could give a newness of life. He says unto her, Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. He said, it don't matter how dark it seems here. It don't matter how dark it is in that tomb. It don't matter how dismal it is where you've laid your brother, praise God. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am life. Amen. And he said, I have it in abundance. I have it to give. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He said, don't matter how dark. He said, whoever liveth and believeth in me. She said, but Lord, it's so dark. He said, but whoever liveth and believeth in me. Then he says, do you believe? Dost thou believe? Dost thou believe? I want to ask you a question. Do you believe? Amen. No matter how dark it gets. Listen, young, it's this world that we go in. It's full of chaos. It's full of temptation. It's full of trials. But I want to say, this is as dark as it gets. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. How dark can it get? It can get pretty dark. Amen. It can get that seems like there's nothing but darkness, that there's no light at all. But I want to say, there's light in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. She said to him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. She said, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Somebody else said that. Was that Peter? Amen. He said, Who does people say that I am? He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. She said, I know who you are. That the darkness is all around. The brother's in the tomb. The rock is rolled over the hole. He's covered up. It's sealed up. He said, I know who you are. He said, and the amazing thing here, he said, then the Jews, verse 20 to 31, said, the Jews then, which were with her in the house and comfort her when they saw Mary and that she rose up haste and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus saw her, so he done talked to Martha. She said, Oh Lord, it's a dark time. Oh Lord, the anguish of our heart. We lost our brother. I wonder how many of us have cried and mourned and wept because we've lost our children. We've lost our love. We've lost mamas. We've lost daddies. They've went on out of here. They've left out of this world. But I want to say, if they was a child of God, I want to say you ain't lost a thing. If they were a child of God, amen, they've just been promoted unto glory. It's not goodbye, it's I'll see you later. Amen. Praise God. Lord, if you'd only been here. It's so dark. And Jesus, He looked into that darkness. They said, Oh God, how dark can it get? It is so dark. It's such a dark time. We've had to bury one that we love. Wonder how many we've had to bury that we love. How many we've had to plant those that we love, that we cared for. Amen. Bible said, he looks at John 11:35 said, Jesus wept. Shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Why? Because He was a God of compassion. He was God of the... He seen them caught up in this darkness and it broke His heart. I won't say the same God that was there with Martha and Mary, praise God, is the same God that's there for me and you. Amen. And when we get caught up in darkness, it breaks His heart. Amen. So that's when He comes to us. Amen. In the darkness. Mamas, daddies, brothers, sisters. Oh, the hardest one of all is when we have to take a little child, a baby, one of our children, we have to take them out and we have to plant them. Amen. It seems like the darkness, praise God, that overcomes us and overshadows our lives. Devastating darkness. And you wonder, how dark, Lord, can it get? How much darkness can I stand? But the one that wept over Lazarus, the one that wept over Mary, the one that wept over Martha, praise God, is weeping for us today as He intercedes at the right hand of the Father. And he says to Mary, Martha, he says, Where have you laid him? Said, Where's Lazarus? And they said, Lord, come and see. So, oh Lord, come see where we've laid our brother to rest. Amen. Can you see the picture? As they take the Lord Jesus and they traverse across there and they come to that tomb where Lazarus is laid. And that stone is rolled in front of it. It's been sealed off and Lazarus is in there. And Jesus wept and He mourned because of the sorrow of heart that He's seen there. Amen. And it seemed like all their hope was gone. I wonder how it breaks God's heart when we allow ourselves and our mind and our heart to come to a point that we think all hope's gone. Amen. I want to say our hope is in the Lord. He's the only hope that we have. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And Jesus pulled up there and He seen that stone. He wept. He cried. He said, get them boys and have them roll the stone away. Amen. He said, go ahead and just move that stone out of the way. Amen. See, it was dark in there. It was dismal. The stone was covered whole. It was sealed off. It was as dark in that tomb as it could get. Amen. Absolute darkness. You know, absolute darkness, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Absolute darkness, you cannot see anything. That's where Lazarus was. He was laid in absolute darkness. You say, how dark can it get? It can get absolutely dark. I mean, it can get dark, darker than night. And Lazarus laid in there. And he said, roll away the stone. He said, take away that barrier. I see, Didymus, the twin, they was belief and unbelief. She said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. He said, well, roll away the stone. Remove the hindrance so I can get to your brother. You said you wanted me to get to your brother. I said, I'm here. Roll away the stone. I said, we can't roll away the stone. He said, why not? He said, why can't you roll away the stone? He said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days, Brother Bill. He said, by now he stinketh. He said, his body has done gone into a putrefying state. He's begun to rot. He said, did I not say that I was the resurrection and the life?
Amen.
You said it's as dark as it can get. It's as dark as you've ever seen it. Lazarus is dead in a tomb. The rock's been rolled over the hole. Praise God. And you say it's as dark as it can get. Well, roll away the stone and let some light in.
Amen.
When it seems like it's as dark as it can get, they took that stone and they broke that seal. I can see them. They would seal those stones with wax to keep anything from getting insects or anything from getting in there to the body. And I could see them, maybe Brother Bill, they take a stone, a sharp stone, and they begin to cut that wax seal off. Amen. They unseal the dead. Amen. And then them fellows take that giant stone. See what they would do, like they do in at the tomb where Jesus was in Israel. They have a tomb and they cut a pathway in the stone, because the tombs are hewn out in stone, and they cut a pathway, a groove, and they make it where that great old big round stone like a wheel rolls in that pathway. And so they take that great big stone, they break that seal, amen. And then they take that stone and they begin to roll it away. And they roll it up, praise God. And then all of a sudden, as Lazarus is laying there, it's as dark as it, all of a sudden the light shines in. Lazarus is laying there. Now watch this. Lazarus is laying there bound up in grave clothes. He's mummified. Amen. Got that napkin about his face, cover his face. And he's laying in there. And Jesus speaks to the Father. He said, Lord, said, I know you hear me. Amen. And he said, I know you always hear me. But he said, Lord, for their sakes that I'm saying this. Amen. I want you to just bless you. I want you to glorify thy name.
Amen.
And as they're looking there, and they're saying, oh goodness. You know, the Lord, he's talking to the Father. This is as dark as it can get. Amen. Lazarus is in there. He's still dead. They give up. They've done given up hope. I wonder how many times we've said in our own families, this is as dark as it can get. It's as dark. The children's went too far. Mom and daddy's went too far. Mama and papa, they've went too far. They've gone too far. We'll never get them back. How many times have we said, they've gone too far. It's too dark. They wandered off in the darkness too far. But praise God, along comes Jesus. Rolls that stone away and allows that light to shine in. Amen. And then he says three words. He says three words. He says, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. You know why he did that? Because if he had said, rise from the dead, every tomb in Jerusalem and Israel, praise God, would have burst open. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But that light, the stone was rolled away. I'm about done. The stone rolled away. The light was shining in. And the light shined on Lazarus, him mummified, him in that tomb. He didn't say, Lazarus, get up. He didn't say, Lazarus, do this. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. You know what he's saying, Brother Rex? He said, Lazarus, get up out of the dark. He said, come out of the dark. And I said, wait a minute. It was as dark as we thought it could be. All of a sudden, Lazarus, bound up in those grave clothes, he gets to the mouth of that tomb where that stone was. He gets there. He gets there, and I can just see him as he's just rest a minute in the sun. Amen. Right, still bound up in those grave clothes, still got that cloth across his face. Amen. Glory be to God. Come forward. And Jesus said, "Loose him and set him free." They go over there and they get the end of that grave cloth, those burial wraps, and they take the end and they start running around and around and around him, praise God, and they start loosening him up. Amen. They probably started his feet, and they work their way up, and praise God, by the time they get to his chest, amen, takes that napkin away. Oh, Lazarus done God, his feet are moving. Oh, Lazarus done God. Hey, glory be God, that light done turning inside. Amen. That light of life, amen, is stirring inside him, and he can't quench the light. Amen. Just when they thought it was as dark as it could get, praise God, the light comes along. And the light of life shines on him. Praise God. He said, "Loose him and let him go." Praise God. And Lazarus comes back. He gets loose. And the next time we see Lazarus, he's rejoicing at the table with the Savior. Amen. He's rejoicing at the table with the Savior. They're there at Bethany. Jesus has come back by. He sat down with them. Amen. They're having a meal. And there, he said that there they made him a meal. And Martha served. Amen. And Jesus, that one had washed Jesus' hair with her feet. She was there too. And they rejoiced because it seemed when it can't get no darker. Praise God, the light showed up. And when the light comes, life comes. And light will shine out, praise God, into the life. Amen. And they said, but Lazarus, one of them that sat at the table with him. And he said, "There was much people of the Jews that therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." Amen. See, when it seemed like it couldn't get no darker at all, but the story's not over. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, they've conspired against Jesus to put him to death. When it couldn't get no darker, didn't seem no dismal, pray God, and the light seemed like it was shining, then they come up and they said, "You know what? This Lazarus that's alive, we got to make him dead again." Amen. Lazarus had, pray God, he had came to life when he came to the light and to the life giver. But the world was wanting to snuff it out. I want to say, praise God, when the light begins to shine in us, amen, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when the darkness is gone and the light's shining, the world will want to come around. It'll want to snuff out our light. It'll want to put the light out. It won't want it to shine. But I'm glad that Jesus will come along right on time. He's there, praise God, and He illuminates our soul so that our light just keeps on shining for the glory of God. He tells us in this, let me give you this right quickly and I'm done. In verse 35 of John 12, he said, Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." How dark can it get? Really dark. He said, it can get so dark that you don't even know where you're going. But he said, "While you have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." Amen. He goes on, verse 46. He said, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in the darkness." Amen. How dark can it get? Just as dark as you'll let it get. But he said, "I am the light of life." And he said, "If you'll come to me," he said, "I'll keep the light on for you." Amen. "That there'll be no darkness in him at all." You know what the Bible says? There's no darkness in him at all. So where do we need to be today? We need to be in Christ. We need to be in Him. And when you get in the light, the darkness have to flee. Amen. Praise God. Remember what I told you about the light and about that shadow of death, that shadow of darkness? As long as we stand under the light, there's no shadow. But when we get ahead of the light, then there's a shadow. Amen. But praise God, when we stay in the light, which Jesus is the light of life, then we have the light. Amen. How dark can it get? It can get very, very, very dark. It can seem very dismal. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a light that's shining and it's always right on time. Amen. It's never been late.